We're live on the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Good morning. Another late start here on the show. Anyway, it's hot off the presses because it was late stuff yesterday. So I want to talk about, you know, definition ready product or story fail, or in some cases where the product owner doesn't take the time to mature what they want. And they expect the developer, who in this case was me, and the product owner was a friend of mine with a website that he wanted to get some updates for. And I'll tell you a little story about that. Now, I love the guy to death. He does some good stuff. We don't always agree on everything that he's up to, but most of his stuff is good stuff. So the stuff we do agree on, I help him out with and things like that. But I want to talk about that. This is a case where the product owner doesn't take the time to help meet a definition ready, which I thought I explained to them, but they're not getting it. And then they have an expectation for the dev team to interpret what's there and just make up their own mind and put their own twist to it and post and present the product. There's a lot of downfalls to that methodology, but a lot of product owners do this. So I'm kind of going to go over that today, just give you a scenario. And a prime example of this happening in real life, not some made-up story. So it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well today. I'm going to put the banner. Tonight's our Tuesday night show. I'm going to go ahead and put our certifications up there from last Tuesday night. Tonight might be a little bit later. But anyway, back to the intro. So we do this, bring value to the customer. This is the value to the customer. We're not having the definition already correctly set up, causes problems, and makes you work harder than you need to, and is not fun. It's frustrating, to be honest with you. So with that said, so here's the scenario. So I'm working on some other stuff in my backlog, my priority, and a friend of mine texts me, "Oh, all the stuff on my website's old and I needed to get it updated. I'll call you tomorrow." And the way it came off was very abrupt. And like, my interpretation was I was getting blamed for it, where I kept, and this is what the things he gave me. He says a while ago, and I told him what I was going to do, but they didn't listen. Again, this is a priority thing. Classic Scrum, right? Classic product owner, Scrum team prioritization, misunderstanding. One, they think everything is theirs. And I'm like, no, I said I was busy and I had to do my stuff first. Then I was going to do your stuff because I was doing a favor, right? It's helping the person out. And they didn't get that, right? And they came, "Oh, I'll call you tomorrow." I'm like, I'm working tomorrow. You got to tell me what you want to do. So here's the scenario. The person, the product owner in this case, or owner of the website, says, "Hey, Greg, can you go on my Facebook page? I need to update my site. Grab the videos that are up there and post them on the site." I'm like, "You want to go on Facebook, grab your videos and post them on the site?" I said, you don't know a lot of stuff. So I did go look, and they had videos. I could have done that. Problem was, titles were reused on most of the videos. They're embedded in the videos, and there really wasn't much text. There was maybe about three lines. And I told him, I said, "Look, I just need you, I'll do the video. I just need the title and content." And I told him before. He never did it. He never took the time to do it. Now, I'm not bashing him. It's just classic product owner. Put a one-liner on there. Don't even get tighter. Tell the developer, "Can you interpret this?" And I'm going to say something. Maybe a misinterpreted. No, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say it. I probably shouldn't say it. But however, my take on stuff is probably a lot different than this product owner's take on stuff. So if you let me do it, it will be my touch to the product coming out. Now, that could be a dangerous assumption depending on what you want to do. Not to be, I put anything bad. It's just we have a totally different, let's say, what we want to do. And he's doing something and he needs to put his voice out there and be that voice, that brand, right? You can't have me be the brand. I kind of know the brand. I know enough of it. Do I live the brand? No. Should I be speaking for the brand? No. right? And this is something that product owners misunderstand. They think that the development team or whoever knows the brand more than they do sometimes, or know it as well. It's like, no, you have to spend some quality time and build up this information. What do you want? Give me something. So I sent back to him. He was all frustrated. I'm like, look, dude, one, don't jump on me. That happens a lot with the product owners, right? I said, sometimes you gotta push back a little bit. And two, I said, I did the other thing that you wanted. That was the top priority. Got that done and handed it to you, right? Yeah. Okay. So then I had to go do my stuff over the weekend. And then it says, I told him, I said, there isn't really any data except for one little line of information underneath these videos. It's going to look like crap. Right. And I don't think I definitely can't fill in stuff that's missing there. It's just not, I don't know it. I don't have it. And I'm definitely not going to go to the video and transcribe the video. I could probably find that new capability. Maybe I will. I don't know. It's a lot of extra work that I'm just helping. And, but this is a classic example. The story is not meeting definition ready. I said, here's what I do. Go to here, pick this information, build a web page or a post and post it. I'm like, well, I went looked and you have no information on it. There really is no content from which me to post. It would just be a video with no title, no nothing. And you go back and they don't understand that. And then you get this back and forth to delay stuff. When if you would just meet the definition ready, which includes a title, description, give me some information you want, links to whatever specific video that you want this contact to apply to, then all things would be good. It would take me not very much time, maybe 5 minutes to put the posts up for them. But I never had that information. And then every time I asked, he's busy doing other things, which I understand because I know what he was doing. So he couldn't do both things. It's like a one-person show. And I said, I get it, but you can't, like, because you're late and behind, you can't get on my case because you're late and behind figuring out what you want when I request it multiple times that it's not done. And there's a point where you push back. And I did push back last night because I was pissed. So sometimes this happens, and this was what that not meeting that definition already. The heads collide, personalities collide, and I can be a bull if you push me, right? So it was a little collision there. I told him what I needed, and I offered, if you really don't care, I will put what I can up there, and that's what it is. And I wrote back in writing. I said, I'll take whatever text there and I'll post the thing and I'll put the video up. I said, it'll be what it is. But you could, if you give me a title and what content you want, it'll be much better. At least it'll be a little bit better than just connecting the video. I don't know. But that's a classic example of what happens with product owners and teams. Sometimes product owners just give you something and say, go here. You should understand. You can look at it. But we're not in their stuff all day long. We're doing have multiple product owners, multiple customers that we're helping. We're not in their stuff all day long. So we don't know. So you need that definition. You need that description. You need that information. Otherwise, the developers who are doing this stuff are spending all day trying to figure out and interpret what your feelings are about the product, which is totally wrong. So this was a prime example of a definition already fail. Stories not ready fail. Communications were made, but everybody was too busy to do it. So these are the kind of things like Scrum Masters go back, product owners, that Scrum Masters should go back to the product owners and say, hey, these aren't meeting this and you need to fix this. And it doesn't need to be the team. And this is where the Scrum Master goes up to the product owner and says, hey, your stuff's not meeting definition ready. People are getting frustrated. You're going to get frustrated. We're going to have this conflict like I had last night at 12 midnight. That's why I'm tired this morning. With the product owner of the product. Because one, there wasn't data. You know if you're going to do it, it's going to look like crap. And it ain't going to be good. And then you'll be even more mad. I'm like, yeah, you don't have it now, but at least it's not what could be. because it was funny. He's like, delete all the old stuff. I'm like, really? You want me to delete everything you got? And then you're going to have nothing on your website and then put these little tiny things that have no content in it whatsoever. I don't think you really meant that. And that's where when the product owner meets. So this is where sprint planning and discussion refinement of the story take precedent. So my story from him could have been delete all the old stuff and put the new stuff, right? But me, as knowing the site and what's there, I said, if I did that, your site would look like crap. Because I would delete all the old stuff, which was not bad. It's still valid. It's still good. It talks about your history. You're not new to the world. You have some background history in this particular area. And then I can add the new stuff on if you give me a title and some content to go along with the videos and images. I don't have a problem. I am not going to write the content from scratch to go into these posts. And this is where you get that conflict. This is where it's important when you do refinement. You tell them, it says, just because you put a title in the thing doesn't mean I know what the hell I'm going to do with it. And if you ask me to interpret it, that means there's less work that I'm going to get done for you for what I'm good at, and that's developing code and coding and publishing websites. If you have me spending time to figure out your marketing campaign and what you want to do, that's time I'm not getting your stuff done, right? Or I'm not getting all the things I need to do in my backlog. So there's that plus. So I wanted to share that. It's a real life situation. Happened last night, midnight, button heads, getting a little bit upset, a little heated in there. Because like I told you this, then I said, and I told you there was no information on the website. So, you know, and they tell me they had to hire, and I'm a lot of people I know, I'm the person they go to. Greg, everything's screwed up. Can you fix it? That's me. So anyway, I want to wish you all a good day. I wanted to give you a good example of it happens in a lot of places with the product owner, developer team. The conflicts where definition ready fails causes all these conflicts and the repercussions. If you don't have that information and I would have developed it and I put my twist on what his topics are, because I know what they are, it would not go over well. It would be bad. And he'd be like, what did you write? Well, you told me to go write something. I wrote something. I wrote what I thought. Well, that's not what I think, you know, so that's what happens. So you got to have that discussion. You got to have that definition ready. You got to have that. Maybe you do that refinement thing. What is your impression? This is, I'm not saying much. Do you really mean this? And they go back and they should write it up and help the team out. But I just want to give that to you. I want to wish you the best. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. Lots of stuff coming up soon. Coming soon. Don't forget, we got our 1,000th episode coming up a little bit. Don't forget about Slack channel. I am setting up right now. I'm trying to put it on Shopify so people can order the Slack channel on their own and process that. Maybe some coffee mugs too. Who knows? We'll see. All right. Y'all have a great day. See you tonight. And when we do Josh Report, it might be a little bit later than normal, but we'll see. All right. Take care. Bye.